Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to bring in the Blog Talk audience in just a moment. Good morning. Happy Pachuo, Papapucho. Happy Papucho. Welcome, welcome. Glad that you're here. Thank you for tuning in over on Periscope. We're going to be talking some sports. And welcome, everybody, on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Kim Davis. And boy, is there a lot of sports to talk about today. Welcome, welcome to Chalk Talk. I am your host, Kim Davis, waiting for a few people to join us over on Facebook Live because we started a few minutes late today. Just a couple of technical difficulties, and you know what? It's kind of like live television. That can always happen, so thank you so much for being here. As we get started today, good morning, Lacey. Welcome, welcome. Glad to have you here. We're going to talk a lot about what's happening in the great state of Georgia where Lacey lives. Is this some craziness there? But before we get started, I want to say a very, very happy birthday to my sister Sylvia. It is her birthday today, so she is usually on the broadcast. She is not today taking care of some family business with my mother, but happy, happy birthday to her. My brother's birthday was on Monday, so happy birthday to him. I have a lot of October friends who have birthdays, so to all of the October babies, happy birthday to you. There's a very special man whose birthday is today. He does not listen to Facebook, but his name is Mr. Haywood, Mr. Delmore Haywood. He is family. He's like a father. It is his birthday today, so happy birthday to Mr. Haywood. If anybody is listening who knows him, let him know I said it. I'll call him later and tell him as well. But happy birthday to all the October babies, and there are a lot of you. All right, so let's get to it. There's a lot to talk about on today's show. It's just me and you. There are no interviews. We have an open line. If you have questions or comments, just post them on the screen. I'll be happy to get to them. But listen, so I'm going to start in the NFL just because it's football season. The Houston Texans have now won 2 games in a row. Yay! They won 2 games in overtime. They beat the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football here at NRG Stadium here in Houston, Texas on Sunday night. It was quite ball game, all right, and Deshaun Watson did his very best to lead this team to victory in overtime 2 weeks in a row. He was, he makes a few mistakes because everybody does, but he got it done when they really needed it. DeAndre Hopkins had an amazing night. I think he finished with 153 yards. Where's my book? 153 yards of offense, 9 receptions. He made a huge play in overtime that set them up for the winning field goal. Good morning, Brian Bearfield. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for being a part of the show. And it was an amazing game, right? It was nothing short of exciting. It was good football for two teams that are somewhat struggling. The Texans have now won 2 games in a row. They will play host to the Buffalo Bills on Sunday afternoon at NRG Stadium. But here's the question. Is Bill O'Brien's offense, is it dangerous for Deshaun Watson? Can he survive it? I've been listening to people talk nationally, more so than locally, because it's a different, you know, kind of energy and vibe with local, with a lot of local sportscasters and journalists. But when I watch people, some of these experts around the country, you know, so to speak, football coaches and players, almost to a fault, to a man, a woman, you hear them say, Bill O'Brien, you've got to do something different because Deshaun Watson, you're going to deprive us, the football fandom, the public, of getting a chance to experience what this young man could do over the course of a career because you're going to get him hurt. And I want to know what any of you think about that, if you have a thought or a comment about it. You know, and of course, Deshaun says, oh, this is how he likes to play. But I think it's really more so that he likes to win. He is a real competitor. He's used to championship level football, and he is a do whatever it takes to win kind of guy. The offensive line is not the greatest in football. He's often running for his life. He's getting a lot of tough hits, and I am concerned about the longevity of him in his career. So yeah, right now it's great. The Texans end up winning, you know, we see some great plays. He's sacrificing his body. He's putting it all out on the line. But is that really the best long-term solution for not just this team, but more importantly for him? So I'd love to know your thoughts about that. I think it is, you know, of course, Bill O'Brien says, yeah, we're going to have to, you know, do, you know, get him better protection. We're going to have to do something a little different. No, you're going to have to do something a lot differently. He needs to not be in those situations. Good morning. Hello there over on Periscope. To not have to make those plays, so many running plays. But when you have an offensive line that doesn't provide great protection or doesn't even provide good protection, forget great, adequate protection, you're running for your life. And I'm listening sometimes to what I hear post-game and people locally are talking about. Oh, the offensive line was really better. You know, they really, what did I miss? Because I have found myself kind of missing some of that. So the Houston Texans have, you know, they're making some progress, right? They have won the last two games. They beat Indianapolis, the Colts in Indianapolis last weekend in overtime. They beat the Cowboys in overtime at NRG Stadium this past Sunday night. And this week they will play host to the Bills. You know, they, you know, another game that they could win, probably should win, but you just never know. But my concern is, what about Deshaun Watson, right? What about this man who has this very promising and what looks to be very bright career ahead of him? And, you know, but is he sacrificing himself? I mean, they have two South Carolina players. They do. They have Deshaun Watson and they have Andre Hopkins, and those men are getting it done. So the South Carolina guys are, you know, especially when you saw the game last weekend. I mean, you saw Deshaun Watson connecting with DeAndre Hopkins. You saw DeAndre Hopkins in overtime making a play. What did he break? Three or four tackles? Some say three, some say four. He broke at least three tackles on his way to setting up the game-winning field goal. It was electric. Good morning. Welcome to Periscope, Brad Duncan. I understand it's your first time at Periscope. Thank you for checking out Chalk Talk. It was nothing short of electric. It was fun football to watch. I mean, these aren't the two best teams in the NFL, but it made for a good Sunday night game. I'm sure the NBC was happy because there was no reason for somebody to turn off because the game went down to the wire, you know. And, of course, it talks about Jason Garrett and his coaching or lack of coaching ability, the fact that he's stuck in like a 1990s era offense in terms of what he's doing with that offense, and Dak Prescott. There's always, you know, there's talk about Bill O'Brien and what he is or is not doing. But man, it was fun to be in that building. Brian Barefoot was there covering that game as well. So it was a fun football game to watch. So any thoughts you have about that? But as we talk about the NFL and excitement and electric quarterbacks, fun games, fun football to watch. Let me ask you this. What do you think about what Patrick Mahomes is doing with the Kansas City Chiefs? Now, he's not technically a rookie, but he's only started, what, six games so far? The Chiefs are undefeated. He is, I mean, he just looks comfortable. He's making some great throws. He looks like, hello, Pixel, welcome to first Periscope. Thank you for tuning in to Chalk Talk. He is looking doggone confident in that Chiefs offense. And so this weekend, Chiefs will travel to New England to take on the Patriots at Foxborough Stadium. That is a tough place to win. We know the Patriots are beatable because they've had a slow start this season. They're kind of getting in their groove. But if you had to pick between Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and Tom Brady and these Patriots, who do you pick in this Sunday's contest? Of course, I'd love to see Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs go in there and win it, right? It's just exciting to see football. And so that's what I'd like to see. I think they obviously have all the tools because they don't just have a young, really good quarterback who's really exciting to watch. They've got good pieces around him. They've got some guys up front on that defense that are tough. He's got some great offensive weapons. They have a run game. They've got some receivers. So they are a formidable team if you're talking about him. What do I think about about Carson Wentz's return? You know, that's interesting. Thank you for that question, talking about what's happening with the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know. I think it's the Eagles team overall has just not really found their way. I mean, you talk about Carson Wentz, who last season before he went out with the injury was thought by many to be the MVP of the league, right? He was the MVP. He was playing that level of football. So he got injured. He had a season-ending injury. He was out. Now he is back. I think it still takes you a minute to really get – I mean, I think his knee is healthy. I mean, he's healthy. He's recovered. But it takes you a minute when you've been away from football so long. There's nothing like live action, playing in live football games that count. And I think it's going to take him a minute, obviously, to get the timing. And this Eagles team, it's still early. They are playing in the NFC East, which for them is good because you're talking about the Redskins and the Cowboys and the Giants. None of those teams are setting the world on fire. So I don't think it's time yet for Eagles fans to worry or panic. And Carson Wentz, I think, will be okay. And now there's some talk about this, since you mentioned the Eagles, that Le'Veon Bell, who is the Pittsburgh Steelers running back, who has been holding out, he wanted a new deal. They put the franchise tag on him. There was conversations about a week ago, maybe, that he is, Le'Veon Bell, expecting to come back during week 7. It's the Steelers' bye week, so that then he can play in week 8. Now there's some talk about maybe the Eagles trying to put together a deal to get Le'Veon Bell. So if you're an Eagles fan, what do you think about that, about possibly getting a Le'Veon Bell to join this Eagles football team? I think that would be pretty interesting. If you were, for those of you over on Facebook, if you will, I'm going to put this here. Please share the video so that we can grow it so that we can help it to, as we grow the audience. And so as you share the show with your social media community, that helps to grow this show. And I thank you in advance and appreciate that. So that's some of the things happening around the National Football League. So Patrick Mahomes is setting the world on fire, headed to play against the, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, Patriots at Foxborough Stadium this weekend. I think it's a Sunday night game. The Texans have won 2 in a row. Will they make it 3? Will they make it 3 in a row? We will see, because they have a game this Sunday afternoon, they play host to the Buffalo Bills. And what else is on your mind as it relates to what's happening around the National Football League? So here's another thing for you. Someone just asked me what I think about James Harden. James Harden, the Houston Rockets, all-star, all-pro guard, who was last season's MVP. So I think James Harden is one heck of a player. I mean, he's one of the top players in the league. I was glad that he won the MVP last season. Glad to see that for him. And he is, I've watched James Harden closely. I saw him play in Oklahoma City, but I've watched him more closely since he came here to the Rockets. I remember the day he signed the Rockets, the press conference. I actually sat next to his mother, and I've seen him grow over the seasons to become really much, to finally kind of evolve as a leader, as a leader with this team. You know, when he was called a leader, sometimes in recent seasons, I didn't always see it that way, just because you may be the face of the franchise. And who I think will win this chip, MVP, of this season's MVP, thoughts on LeBron and the Lakers. So finishing my James Harden thought, I've seen him evolve and grow. I think that James Harden has benefited immensely from having Chris Paul with the Rockets. I think that's helped him grow and evolve as a, not just a player, but also as a leader, because Chris Paul is such a leader. I mean, we know he can, as he likes to say, he likes the hoop, but he's such a leader. And I think it is, it's been a great fit for the Houston Rockets team and a really good fit for James Harden. In terms of what I think about LeBron James, LeBron and the Lakers played last night. It's preseason, right? So none of this counts. They beat the Warriors, but it was LeBron in his, you know, wearing the Lakers jersey. I think LeBron is going to be, is good for the Lakers. I know it's good for the league. They're glad to have some excitement back out in LA and have Showtown back in Los Angeles. Unlike my colleague Stephen A. Smith, who has picked the Lakers to make it to the Western Conference Finals, I don't think they're there yet. I still think the Rockets and the Warriors are the two best teams in the West. And hopefully this year the Rockets can get over the hump to unseat the Warriors as the Western Conference champions and make it to an NBA final. And for those who talk about the Rockets and how much they lost defensively, I think there's a couple of pieces, you know, that they've added that people may not be as familiar with that could be really helpful. You know, Michael Carter Williams has been really good. He's exciting to watch. Ennis is a good addition. Melo, obviously, we know that Melo can play. You know, he's not a great defender. That's not why you really bring him. And so I think as this team gets to know each other on the court, right, and gets to know each other in this system, in this Mike D'Antoni system, I'm really interested to see just how good they can be. I think they can be pretty good. I hold out some high hopes. They still have, you know, one of the most underrated players in the league, which is the PJ Tucker. So he's always going to be about defense. They've got Clint Capella, one of the best young guys in the middle. So I think the Rockets team has still a lot of, there's a lot of possibility about what this team might be able to do and achieve this season. In terms of LeBron with the Lakers, I think, it's, like I said, it's a great addition. I'm really curious to see how he and Ball work out. And it's going to be about, it's going to happen over time, right? All right, Lacey has to jump off. But Lacey, let me say this. You guys in Georgia, we are pulling for you. Keep your eye on that Secretary of State who is getting rid of, trying to hold up all of these voter registrations. The number I saw earlier was staggering. So stay vigilant for those of you in Georgia. You know, make sure that you keep your eye on the Secretary of State, who is also running for governor, which already seems kind of shady. He didn't resign as the Secretary of State, the person who manages voter registrations, before he got in the race to be governor. So he's holding up a lot of ballots, and 70% of the ballots he's holding up, my understanding is that they are of African-American voters. So keep your eye on what's happening in Georgia. Thanks, Lacey, for joining the show always. We will talk soon. I just had to get that in because that's one of the things I wanted to talk about is be vigilant this election season, people. Be very, very mindful. Pay attention. Make sure that you know your status about your voter, you know, about being, about voting, and you know, don't get bamboozled. And of course, make it to the polls. Make it to the polls. So, listen, thank you guys for your interaction. I don't usually get that much from my friends over on Periscope, so I appreciate that. And thank you as always to the ones over here on Facebook. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. I want to also talk about the Houston Astros. Can't get off today's broadcast without talking about baseball. We are in the middle of postseason. The Houston Astros are back in the American League Championship Series. Of course, The Astros, I'm sure you know, but let me just remind you all again, the Astros are the defending World Series champions. Now, you might not know that by the television broadcast in the American League Divisional Series. They got the afternoon games, and of course, the Red Sox and Yankees got the primetime games. Not to worry, the Astros swept the Indians, and I thought the Astros would win that series. I thought the Indians would be a little more of a formidable opponent for them, but the Astros look great. I mean, they've got the pitching, right? I think they clearly have the best pitching. Their offense earlier in the season, it was like, okay, you got to get the offense on track. They were trying to get the bats going. Their offense has come alive at the right time. I mean, it's all about being healthy and peaking at the right time of the season, and this Astros team has been doing that. So I'm excited about the American League Championship Series. It is the Houston Astros taking on the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox have the best record in baseball, so they have home field advantage. Games 1 and 2 are Saturday and Sunday evening at Fenway Park. So the Astros play on the road in Boston. Then games 3, 4, and 5 will be here back here in Houston at Minute Maid Park. And if there is a need for a game six and seven, those games will be played back in Boston at Fenway Park. So I am excited about these Astros and, you know, the fact that they are right back where they are, that they could indeed get back to the World Series and win it. And so I had someone ask me yesterday, who do I pick? You know, what teams am I picking to be in the World Series? So I said the Houston Astros. And the Brewers on that. You know, it could be an Astros and a Brewer World Series. And there's some who go, oh, I'm not excited about that. Well, I think if it's good baseball, you know, people will watch, especially with the Astros because they're exciting. They've got some exciting. You got your ace is Verlander. Then you come back with Gerrit Cole. I mean, when you have a Dallas Keuchel. And they've got some depth, obviously, in their pitching rotation. And they've got an exciting, exciting lineup. They're great in the field in terms of defense. But you start off with a George Springer who is on a tear in postseason. He was the MVP of the World Series last year. His bat has been really hot in postseason play. You know, you have an Alex Bregman who's playing MVP caliber baseball. He won't be the MVP this year. It's almost like you know how it goes. You have that season, and then you back it up with another season, and then you're really, really like a contender. But it's not because he is not playing some just outstanding baseball. And then, of course, you still have last year's MVP and Jose Altuve, and you're getting some good production out of your catcher, Maldonado. I mean, you're just getting it up and down the lineup. Marwin Gurriel, this Astros rotation, a lineup rather, can get you in a number of places, right? There's a number of places in this lineup that can be pretty potent in terms of producing offense. So who do I think will win against Connor and Khabib? I'm not sure. I don't really know. You know, I would say Connor, but, you know, he's had some struggles as of late, so I'm not real sure about that one yet. Let me come back to you on that one. There is a fight. Is there a fight this weekend? I saw this. I think he's a welterweight or that's fighting this weekend. I saw an interview with him. That fight is coming up next. So we'll talk a little bit of boxing probably on next week's show. But I do want to get to, we talked about the Astros and the fact that they are back in the American League Championship Series. As they're making their run for, to repeat as World Series champions. We're talking about what's happening in the National Football League. We're now into week 6. Is this week 6 of the season? Yes, this is week. We're going into week 6. So my name's Kim Davis. If you've missed me from the beginning of the show, and this show is Chalk Talk. I'm here every Thursday, unless there's something that happens. We switch to Wednesdays on certain occasions, but Thursday is our day, and at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, we started a few minutes late today because we had some technical difficulties, that's the person, and so we had to start about 15 minutes later because it has to be in intervals. Once I figured out the problem, I couldn't start it at 11 like I normally do. So we jumped on about 11:15. So thank you guys who stuck around and make sure that you got to be a part of today's show. And for those of you who are joining me for the first time on Periscope, thank you for being here. And I hope that you'll come back next Thursday as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Kim Y. Davis. If you're following me on the Facebook Live show, please make sure you follow me on Twitter as well, because throughout the week and the weekend between shows, I post updates, I post videos, I post interviews. So if you follow me on at Kim Y. Davis on Twitter, you'll get a chance to see a part of some of those. So if you're on Periscope watching now, I hope that you will also make sure that you follow me on Twitter. So, yes, we do talk NBA stuff. We were talking about that a little bit earlier, about the Houston Rockets, and someone asked me about the LeBron James and what's happening with the Lakers. And here's another thing I'll throw out. Jimmy Butler situation in Minnesota. Jimmy Butler wants out of Minnesota. He did show up to practice yesterday, and they said he was just on fire. He talked about it. He did an interview with Rachel Nichols. He said it's just his passion for the game. You know, that situation in Minnesota is not a great one for him. I think he thought, how do I like LeBron? I like LeBron. I mean, LeBron's the best player in the game, and I think he's obviously a great addition for the Lakers. I don't think the Lakers are over the hump. I don't think the Lakers are, you know, I think the Lakers are obviously going to be fun to watch and competitive, but they are still a player, at least another player away, maybe two. But they, unlike I mentioned, my colleague Stephen A. Smith, who thinks the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals, I don't think that the Lakers are the second best team in the West. I don't think so, not yet. So, but I think it's going to be fun to watch. And as I mentioned Minnesota and Jimmy Butler, I think that situation, you know, they were so close, or so it seemed, to having a deal done with Minnesota over the weekend, with Miami over the weekend, and it didn't get done. I think he's frustrated. He clearly wants to be out of Minnesota. And it's not just about the money, okay? Let's be clear. Everybody wants to get paid. They want to get paid, okay? But the Timberwolves have given Karl Anthony Towns a max deal. No problem with that, right? That guy is the real deal. Absolutely, you him. Andrew Wiggins, not so sure I feel that way about him, but he's gotten a max deal. And so Jimmy Butler is basically saying, I'm not the third best player out here. But from things I hear from people who cover the team closely, because I only cover them when they come to Houston, I don't cover them outside of that. So I don't have any real, I don't know those guys personally, like guys that I would cover on a day-to-day basis. But that one of the things that really is a problem for Jimmy Butler is he doesn't feel like they all really want to win. And I think that is in particular about Andrew Wiggins. And he's such a fiery competitor. He's frustrated because he doesn't think that they care enough, the entire team, care enough about winning. That's the stories I hear, reporting that I get out of Minnesota, people that I talk to. I don't know that, like I said, I don't know Jimmy Butler. I've never talked to him one-on-one. And other than when they come to Houston and play the Rockets, those are the only time I really even interview any of the Minnesota Timberwolves. So this isn't my firsthand knowledge, but it does make sense when you follow Jimmy Butler and you see the kind of player he is. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that team. I think right now that the Boston in the East is still probably considered the best team in the East. Toronto, you know, you've got Kawhi Leonard, and you also have Green. They played together before. I think that's going to be a great combination for Toronto. So there's going to be some challengers back, of course, in the East. I think the competition level in the East is getting a whole lot better. And it's, I want to say wide open, but it is kind of open. I think Toronto and Boston are the two best teams right now in the Eastern Conference. I think the Cavs have, I think the Cavs are going to struggle a little bit. I don't think the Cavs are one of the best teams in the East any longer. They definitely will miss LeBron. You know, they did re-sign Kevin Love to a long-term deal. That was smart. They locked him up. But clearly the Cavs are not going to be at the same level without a LeBron. LeBron just makes your team exponentially better right away. I mean, there's just no arguing that. You could be a LeBron fan or not, but there's no questioning what he means, what he does to a basketball team. I mean, when he was at Cleveland before, they were playoff teams. They even got to the finals. He left. They were back in the lottery. You know, he went to Miami and, you know, of course, in the finals every year there, won two championships, went back to Cleveland. They immediately got back to the, I mean, it's just what he does. Now, the difference is you could say, well, Kim, well, if that's the case, why do you think he won't do that with the Lakers? Because the Lakers don't have as many pieces and the West is pretty solid, right? You know, it's going to take more in the West because you do have the Houston Rockets. You do have the Golden State Warriors. You know, you do have teams in the West, and the Minnesota team is young. That Utah team is good. Like, don't sleep on Utah. There are good teams in the West, and this is just, you know, a beast in New Orleans. And, you know, the Clippers are trying to make their way back. But, I mean, there's some real competition in the West, right? So I don't think the Lakers – are quite there, and I don't think the Lakers think they're quite there. I mean, nobody goes into the season saying we're not trying to win a championship, but there is some reality about where they are. The Carmelo addition to the Rockets, let me tell you, I like it. I like, they are a young team. The Lakers are a young team. I like Carmelo with the Rockets. What's not to like about it? You know, I think it's a great time for him in his career to be in this situation with this Rockets team. And it seems like the locker room's good, which is really important, right? I've covered teams where the locker room wasn't good, where there was tension, the players, there was division. It's difficult to win like that. It really is. So I'm with you. Hopefully it can take them all the way. I think it's going to be fun. Carmelo obviously can still play. He can still hoop, right? He can still hoop. Welcome, SimLog40. It's your first day on Periscope. Thank you for tuning in to Chalk Talk. I appreciate you being a part of the show. I think the Carmelo addition to the Rockets is a good one. And there are people who said, oh, why would you get Carmelo? And I say, why wouldn't you? You know, you got him for the league minimum because he got paid out of his last contract. So he's gotten his money. So that's good. He's with one of his best friends in terms of Chris Paul. He seems to have a good relationship with Harden and the other guys on the team. This Rockets team has been fun to cover and fun to watch. And one of the reasons is because they genuinely like each other. And that may seem like, oh, you don't have to like each other to play together. Well, you don't have to. But this is a much smaller roster than like a football team. So it makes a difference, right? You got five starters. You know, you got to have 15 people on a roster. It is important that the locker room is not divided, that the players have a healthy respect for one another, and ultimately that they like each other because you spend so much time together. There are 82 regular season games. So these, when you talk about professional athletes, talk about this is my family, this is my, they're like family. That's a lot of time. So you're spending, what, the preseason started in September. If you make it all the way through the championship, you're playing until June. You know, that's so really your off season is July, August, you know. So maybe you get dumped out in the playoffs and so you're out in May. So your off season is June, July, August, because in September you're coming back to training camp. It is, you know, it's important that the chemistry and the relationships are really there. It's sad that they spend so much time away from their families. It's their job. And so, you know, for these 5, 10 guys who have a long 12, 14-year career, it is a sacrifice. Their families do make a sacrifice by, you know, giving so much of their loved one to the game, right? Giving so much of it, because it is not just playing games, you're practicing, you're training, because you have 41 games at home and you have 41 games on the road, and it is grueling, and it's work. They love it. Yes, they are well compensated, but it is a grind. And so I would say to them, you know, for people who always talk about how much somebody does or does not make, that's the office line, sorry about that. I don't believe in counting people's money. And here's what I say, and I don't know how I digress to that. if they make a lot of money, just know that the people who are paying them are making that much more because they're still profitable and they're still doing well. All right, so before I get out of here, my voter education moment. Most places, there are a few states where there may be still time to register to vote. I live in Texas. The deadline was Monday to get registered. If you are registered to vote, I need you to vote. I need you to make sure that everybody you know votes. It is important that everyone's voices are heard. Even if you don't, your voice doesn't sound like mine. Everyone's voices need to be heard at the voter, at the poll. Don't sleep on this election. We hear this all the time that elections are super important and that this is the most important one ever. I'm going to say to you again, elections are really important. And this is the, oh yeah, politics. It's the midterm election. I'm never going to tell you who to vote for. I am going to say vote. It is important that you vote, that you voice, we make our voices heard by our votes. And we have to take things back from politicians having all the control. How do we do that? By being a part of the conversation, and we do that by voting. My sister Sylvia is on the line. Happy birthday, Sylvia. I told him earlier about your birthday. So the person says, which vote is this? It is the midterm elections. The vote is in November the 6th, depending on what state you live in. Some states have early voting. I live in Texas. We have early voting. I believe it starts October 22nd. But listen, we are, Sylvia, over on Periscope, they're saying happy birthday, Sylvia. So, yes, we are, let me see here. Let me do this. Okay. I just had to change one thing on the Blog Talk broadcast. Vote intelligently. That's right. Know who you're voting for. Be informed. There are so many names on the ballot, especially when it comes to judges. And judges have a huge part of all of our communities, our local communities. So make sure that you pay attention. Spend a little time each day, just reading some of the candidates and seeing who is running and what they stand for. And if you think their concerns and issues and opinions about how they see your community, the country, the world, line up with you and your families. That's what I say to you. So Sylvia says thanks for those of you who are saying happy birthday to her. So make sure that you are engaged in the voting process. And for all of my friends in Georgia who watch the show, y'all pay real close attention because that Secretary of State there is up to some shenanigans. He is holding up a lot of the voter registration, and he's holding them up. He's also running for governor, and not just because the woman running against would be the first African-American governor of a state. But that's just not right. You can't hold up your opponent. You can't hold up voter registrations because you think they may be voting for someone else. I'm just telling you, if you live in Georgia, be vigilant. All right? All right, so we are just about out of time. You know, it's interesting. I've been getting these calls from Canton, Ohio, which is, where the Football Hall of Fame is. Clearly, it's not the Hall of Fame. I don't know anyone in Canton, but I just thought that was interesting since we're on the show that we talk about that. All right, so we are pretty much out of time for today. Make sure you join me back here next Thursday at 11 a.m. The show is going to – the goal is to run from 11 to 11:30. We started later today at 11:15 because of some technical difficulties, but it's going to run from 11 to 11:30, closer to 11:45, but ultimately it's going to be 11:30. Follow me on Twitter at Kim Y. Davis throughout the week, so you can get updates and see interviews and things that are happening around the world of sports. I'll be covering the Texans this weekend. I'll also be covering watching the Astros. They're in Cleveland that Saturday night. They're in Boston in the American League Championship Series. And the Rockets play at Memphis. It's the last preseason game. Regular season starts next Wednesday. At home, the Rockets will play host to the New Orleans Pelicans. The season actually starts on Tuesday the 16th. But the Rockets open their season on the 17th at home against the Pelicans. Have a great, great day. Thank you so much for being here. Chalk Talk every Thursday, 11 a.m. Central Time. Until then, make it a great week. Do something kind for yourself and do something kind for somebody else. I'm trying to find the music. All right. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next time. And make sure, let's do this. make sure you share the video so that people can watch it and be a part of the broadcast. See you next week. Thank you.